Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to...
Conecta con nosotros en Twitter, @IMAlbertoAlonso. Participa a través de la app de Baugen Radio. Y no te olvides los viernes seguirnos en Facebook Live.
That's right, folks. It's the show with no name 2.0 with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
One hole or another, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you, get you, get you, get you. One hole or another.
That's right. It's one hole or another in the house, my amigos. And I can't believe it. We're just flying through the show today. We had a nice time with our friends from the Madrid Players. I hope you guys are able to catch that show. I'm sure it's going to be tons of fun. The Wizard of Oz, a pantomime. And, we've got a lot of stuff to do still on today's show, so I'm thinking we can listen to our Say What soundbite for the third time. Let's hear it, Juan.
You are talking to a man who has laughed in the face of death, sneered at doom, and chuckled at catastrophe.
There you go, amigos. There you go. All right. Well, you'll hear it one more time in the show. I think it's a short one, so I expect most of you to get it right. All right. Let's see. What do you feel like doing here, Juanjo? I'm thinking maybe we can do a listening exercise. Did we do a listening exercise or a spelling bee yesterday? I'm pretty sure that yesterday, I can find out. Let me see. Radio scripts. I don't remember right now if we did a listening. I'll tell you right now. Yesterday was Tuesday, and we did a listening exercise. So we're going to do a spelling bee. I'm going to spell these words for you right now, folks. Six words. And I want to know what these six words have in common. As always, I'll give you the six words twice. Just in case you didn't get them the first time around. So here we go. S-M-O-G. O-V-E-R-C-A-S-T. F-O-G. H-A-Z-E. D-E-W. And the last word, G-U-S-T. All right, so there's six words I've just spelled for you. I'd like to know what those six words have in common, amigos. And, of course, I want to know what the words are, of course. All right, so let's see, superstars. I went pretty fast over there, to be honest. But, I know you guys are good. And I know that some of you probably will get them the first time around. I imagine. Now, let's take a look. If anybody knows them, if you'd like to participate, you can participate on Twitter. Y Juanjo, eso de Twitter era...
Sigue Alberto a través de Twitter, @IMAlbertoAlonso. En Instagram, Alberto Alonso.
¿Y la barra baja qué?
Alberto barra baja Alonso. ¿Y en Facebook?
No me lo sé.
Pues Alberto Alonso.
That's right. It's Alberto Alonso. You can find it all on my website. Remember, go to Grupo Vaughan website as well. They've got all kinds of special deals going on right now. And free shipping from the tienda. Julia's book, English O'Clock, is on sale right now. So a lot of great reasons to stop by our website and social media around the holidays. All right. Well, folks, let's see if anybody got these words the first time around. Ooh, almost, Iñaki. You got one of them wrong. You added some extra letters. Let's see. One of them. Okay. The fourth one is wrong, too. Okay, so, and Iñaki, I can't give it to you 100%. There's small little mistakes, but remember what we were saying yesterday? We're going for perfection here, folks. You know, perfection. I would rather, as I always tell you guys, I would rather you waited and got it the second time and got them all right than went too fast and missed some of the words. Okay? Now, if you've heard them twice and you still miss a word or make a mistake, that's fine. That's fine. But again, you have two chances. Use those two chances, right? Because now you were the first one, but you're not the first one to get them all right. Right? So, yep, that's the story there. Let's take a look. All right, well, let's spell these words for you guys again. This way, too, Iñaki, you can check your words and see where you've made those mistakes. And those of you who didn't get them, well, you guys can, of course, fill in the blanks, the letters that you might have missed or words that you might have missed. Okay, here we go. I'll slow down a bit, as I always do the second time around. S-M-O-G. The next word. O-V-E-R-C-A-S-T. The next word, F-O-G. The following word, H-A-Z-E. The next word is D-E-W. And the last word is G-U-S-T. Okay? Those are your six words. They do have something in common. We're going to look at the words now more in depth. As you know, many words in English don't just have one meaning. So we'll look at their dual meanings, pronunciation things. You know, we'll discover my new word. Juanjo, ¿sabes mi nueva palabra en español? Indagar. Dame un totalmente nativo, tío. Luego indagamos, you know. We'll dig in deeper.
Totalmente nativo.
Indagar. Toma, palabrón. ¿Y sabes lo que pasa? Ayer no me salió. Estaba en una conversación. I was on a telephone conversation in Spanish. And I was like, oh, sé que es... Iba a decir indignar. ¿Sabes? Tenía todo menos eso. So then later I asked my wife. And you know how I remembered it? ¿Sabes cómo me acordé, Juanjo? ¿Dónde estás? Indagar. En el coche. Indagar. Porque yo creo... Yo decía indigar. Ahora pienso en el coche. Indagar. Indagar. Guys, it doesn't matter how you associate it. The important thing is to associate it, all right? I know nobody, you're not supposed to say indagar. Where is he? He's indagar. No, the indagar. Let's see the translation here on word reference. Now, I say to look at them more in depth. Let's see. Indagar. It's just a great word, isn't it? Indagar in English. To look into, to investigate. As I always say, to look a little bit deeper into it, right? Take an in-depth look. Una vista en profundidad. All right, let's see if we've got a winner. I'm still waiting for a winner over here. I see some typos over here, guys. All right, let's see. Our winner, ladies and gentlemen, I guess he's living up to his name. Once again, it's Express! Followed by Katia and Pablo G. Also, many other people got it as well. So good job, guys. You can self-check to make sure you got all the words. Now, all these words had something to do with weather, right? They had something to do with the weather. Now, let's take a look at these words. All right. Now, the first word is a word that if you live in Los Angeles, this word is not just a word. It's a way of life. This word is smog. Smog. Now, what is smog? This is contaminated fog. Smoke plus fog. Smog. You see a lot of smog in Madrid. Sometimes when you drive away from Madrid, you see a cloud of smog over Madrid. Los Angeles has a constant cloud above it, and it's just smog. The adjective is smoggy, doble G, S-M-O-G, smog. You don't want to live in a city with smog because you're eventually going to be breathing that shit in. Right. So you can, if you want to see a picture of it, go to Google Images and put L.A., Los Angeles, smog, and get ready to just see they're swimming in that milky stuff out there. Smog, S-M-O-G, a portmanteau, which is a mix of two words, which is smoke, from factories and stuff, and fog. And when those two mix, they make a very contaminated, yucky mix that you really don't want to be breathing in. Okay? The next word was overcast. Now, I know you guys know rain and sun and wind, so that's why I wanted to choose other words to describe weather, because weather sounds like such a trivial thing. Baladí, trivial. Toma, otro palabrón ahí. A very trivial thing, such as the weather. But a lot of times we start conversations based on the weather, right? So overcast. If it's overcast, that means that it's pretty cloudy. Now, overcast doesn't mean that there's one cloud. It means there's cloud cover. I think you say cubierto, de cielo cubierto de nubes, right? So overcast, again, because it can be cloudy, and that means there are some clouds. But overcast means it's like a gray day where the sun is not shining through. Overcast. It's used like this. It's overcast today, right? The first one we said, there's a lot of smog in Los Angeles. Today, it's overcast. In fact, the last couple weeks in Madrid, it's been overcast. It hasn't quite been sunny, right? It's been cloudy and overcast. One word. Overcast. The next word, fog. Now, you know this. There's a brand, una marca, called London Fog. They make jackets and things like this. Fog. F-O-G. Right? Now, fog is also a verb. What happens to the windows in your car if you're sweating? Well, they fog. Right? So fog is to empañarse, I think you say in Spanish, right? Fog. So it's also a verb. Right. And it's a funny sounding word, fog. Fog you. I guess it's a good way to say that word without saying that word. Right. Fog off. So fog. And if you're in a fog, this is an expression we use, and I think it makes sense. If you are in a fog or you live your life in a fog, this means that you are dazed. You are just confused, right? You're not paying attention. You're spacey. You're in a fog, right? So F-O-G. Now, the adjective is foggy. F-O-G-G-Y. That G doubles up, like in the word smog. Smoggy, right? So foggy. F-O-G-G-Y. Foggy. It's a foggy day. All right, the next word is haze. H-A-Z-E. Haze, H-A-Z-E. Now, haze is another way of saying fog, right? Haze, neblina, niebla, haze, H-A-Z-E. Now, the adjective is hazy, con Y, se quita la E y se pone Y, hazy, with a Y, right? So, again, we're learning the noun and we're learning the adjective. If there's a lot of haze, then it's a hazy day. Right? So, there you go. Yeah. Haze. Haze. Okay. And another one, this one's used too. Like if, you know, if you're in a haze, right? Just like I told you, with the other one, if you're in a haze, if you're in a fog, well, that means you're confused. So again, same kind of idea there. You don't have a clear view. The next word is D-E-W. Do. That's right. Do. Now, what is dew? If you guys like soda, you probably know it from Mountain Dew. Hay un refresco, que se llama Mountain Dew. And, well, dew is something that forms on your windows in the morning, right? Dew. Dew is like little wetness, right? You say Rocío. In fact, if you know somebody named Rocío, her name in English is Dew. D-E-W. Right. So, I always used to love that. You know, I was a big fan of dew. When you wake up in the mornings and it's cold and you got the heat on in your house and it's snowing and you've got dew forming on the windows. I always liked that. I always liked dew. Yeah, I don't know. It just got its, it makes everything look cool. When you ever take a picture through a window full of dew, it looks cool with the little bubbles on it. Also Mountain Dew, the soda, el refresco. Actually got its name from an illegal liquor. You know, this, alcohol que haces en casa, which we also call moonshine. So Mountain Dew or moonshine. And in fact, Mountain Dew, one of my favorite soft drinks. I don't drink soft drinks, but I've got to tell you something. Mountain Dew is great. Oh man. A lot of sugar, a lot of caffeine. If you guys are falling asleep, have yourself a Mountain Dew. And I'm not getting paid for that. All right. The last word we had was gust. Gust. Like Gustavo, pero sin el avo. Gust. And I guarantee you're going to know what it is in context. Wow, that was a strong gust of wind. Ráfaga, racha, right? So the adjective gusty, right? So gust, G-U-S-T, a gust of wind, una ráfaga de viento. Okay, so these are all weather words. I don't know whether you knew them or not. Weather, viste lo que he hecho ahí? No sé si las conocías o no. But I chose these words because today in 1952 was the Great Smog. Now, what is the Great Smog? It was a cold fog that descended on London. And, well, it was, as you know, air pollution and fog. That's what smog is. We already talked about it in Los Angeles. Well, I'll tell you something. This was crazy. It lasted from December 5th to December 9th. Okay? That's pretty crazy. It was just this big change in the weather. And many people were died. In fact, they said that 12,000 people died due to this smog, the Great Smog of 1952, or the Smog of London is another way they call it. So, what they call is, they called these people, these events, they call pea soupers. And this is another way to say very thick fog. Pea soup. Sopa de guisantes. Because you can't see anything in it, right? Pea soup. And, well, yeah, many people, due to the effects of the smog on the respiratory system, well, many, many people died. Not just during the 4 days, but in the coming months, due to what they had inhaled. And it is known, the Great Smog is known to be the worst air pollution event in the history of the United Kingdom. And it happened today in 1952. So I thought we could take a look at those weather words to commemorate that day. That tragic 4 days, right? It started today, right? But basically it was a period of cold weather. Then that combined with an anticyclone and windless conditions, which meant there was no wind. And of course, add all the pollutants into the air from coal, carbon, and you've got yourself a thick layer of poison floating through the air. And that's exactly what happens. So, and that continues to be a problem today. Smog, as I said, in many Asian cities, in Los Angeles, even in Madrid, I've seen smog. And, well, some people say it's the automobiles, the factories, but I think it's a combination of all that stuff, right? Of just burning all these chemicals and, you know, releasing them into the air. You know, all right. A couple comments over here. I see a lot of you guys participating. Great job to everybody who guessed the words. Christina's guessing over here. David says, "Morning, mate. It seems that you're not going to get a totalmente nativo from your colleague." No me lo ha dado. Dice, "Pues yo te lo doy. I'll give it to you for baladí." Es que Juanjo, he's hard to please here. Iñaki says, "I don't have the foggiest idea." Great. This is an expression in English. We say, "I don't have the foggiest," or "I haven't the foggiest." Means no tengo ni idea. I have no idea, man. So, great expression. Thanks for sharing, Iñaki. All right. Well, guys, we've got to keep moving along over here. So I'm thinking maybe we can take a look at a part of the show where we like to sing. You know what it's called. It's Name That Lyric.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... Hello? Sorry, bye.
Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Only on the show with no name. The show with no name. The show with no name. It's Name That Lyric. Only on the show with no name.
That's right, folks. It's Name That Lyric, only on the show with no name. And as always on this show, we give you a little excerpt of a song, but I give it to you in Spanish. And I want you guys to tell me the name of the song and the name of the artist, of course, in English. Now, you can participate on Twitter at I'm Alberto Alonso. That's it. I had to think about that for a second. All right. So here we go, amigos. If You know the song? Well, you can just let us know. Here we go. I think it's an easy one. In fact, I'm not going to say the name of the girl because then it's going to be too easy. So I'll just say a girl's name instead of, digo, nombre de chica, en vez de decir su nombre, okay? So here we go. Madre mía, señorita, nombre de chica, le gusta bailar. Madre mía, señorita, nombre de chica, le gusta bailar. Cuando rock and roleas, no puedes oír la llamada de tu madre. Madre mía, señorita, nombre de chica, ¿cómo le gusta bailar? Desde la mañana temprano hasta la madrugada, puedes ver a nombre de chica bailando en la casa de luz azul. Ok, ahí lo tienes. So, la clave es este nombre de chica. This is what we need to know. It's a classic rock and roll song. I'll give you that one. Classic rock and roll song. I would say this is as classic rock and roll as you can get. One of the forefathers of rock and roll. So if you love rock and roll, then you got to love this song because this guy was one of the pioneers. I've just given you a clue. I said this guy, este tío, this guy. So we know it's an artist. We know it's an early rock and roll song, which I'm sure you all know. But we're going to discover what it's about today because the lyrics, like many rock and roll songs, aren't always easy to follow, right? Because rock and roll is not about being clear and enunciating and all that stuff. No, rock and roll is about rebellion and all that, right? About you can't understand. Look at Noel Gallagher and Liam Gallagher, these guys, right? They don't want you to understand them because why? They're too rock and roll, right? They don't want it. So let's give them the lyrics again. I see we've got a winner already. Let's see our winner right now is Jayster. Nice job, Jayster. Nice one. So let me give it to you. Madre mía, señorita, nombre de chica. ¿Cómo le gusta bailar? Madre mía, señorita, nombre de chica. Le gusta bailar. Cuando rock and roleas, no puedes oír la llamada de tu madre. Madre mía, señorita, nombre de chica, ¿cómo le gusta bailar? Desde la mañana temprano hasta la madrugada, puedes ver a nombre de chica bailando en la casa de luz azul. All right, so Jayster nailed it. Anybody else? There's Express. I was curious, rockers. I mean, if you like rock, this is the bass. This is, there was blues before this, but this was kind of the earliest rock and roll, pure rock and roll out there. All right. Well, folks, the song, very, very famous song by perhaps one of the most famous performers ever. The performer is Little Richard. That's right, Little Richard. You guys know Little Richard. And the song is Good Golly, Miss Molly. Good Golly, Miss Molly. And, Good Golly is like an old school way to say, Madre mía. And they say, instead of saying, oh, my God, Good Golly. Now, nobody says that anymore. But it's like when you say these, vas más Pedro que Alfredo, all that kind of stuff. You rhyme things. So this is a way of saying, Madre mía, Good Golly, Miss Molly. And actually, Little Richard got this one of his favorite DJs named Jimmy Penick. And he used to always say, Good golly, Miss Molly. Let's see what we're going to look at today. So Little Richard, decided to make it into a song. It's one of the most classic rock and roll songs ever. And we're going to take a look at it after our commercial break. So if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around. Far away, far away. Ricochet, you take your aim. Far away, far away. The sun is up, but I'm a bomb. I am titanium. The sun is up, but I'm a bomb. I am titanium.
Vaya, estamos en una época en la que si no nos hemos cuidado, pasa esto. Llegan los catarros. Lo mismito que con tu inglés. Tú que eres previsor, ya tenemos la Navidad a la vuelta de la esquina. Por eso, ¿por qué no te regalas un nivelazo de inglés con nuestros intensivos de Navidad? Intensivos en la semana que tú elijas de clases del método Vaughan. Regálate un nivelazo. Si contratas 2 semanas de formación, te regalamos 5 sesiones de clases telefónicas. O si contratas 3, 7 sesiones. Llámanos. Infórmate 91-133-5833 o escríbenos a cursos@grupovaughan.com. 91-133-5833.
Curso intensivo para el First Exam, el programa de Vaughan para superar el examen oficial de Cambridge y obtener el First Certificate, B2. Para más información, grupovaughan.com.
Este año tenemos el regalo para tus hijos, o para tus nietos, tus primos, sobrinos, perfectos para mejorar y reforzar el inglés de pequeños y jóvenes entre 4 y 17 años. Son los intensivos de Navidad para niños. Si contratas las 2 semanas de formación, te regalamos el acceso gratuito durante un año entero a nuestro curso online Vaughan Classroom Lite. Llámanos al 91-133-5832 o escríbenos a lineajunior@grupovaughan.com. El mejor regalo lo tienes con Vaughan. 91-133-5832 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Lo que más miedo le da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso Vaughan ha desarrollado sus clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%.
Infórmate en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid 91-133-5833.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher.
Bueno, pues ya de vuelta al cole.
Sí, aquí estamos otra vez. Por lo bien que estaba yo en la playita.
Oye, ¿qué tal el curso ese de inglés que ibas a hacer?
Calla, calla, que ni curso de inglés ni nada. Al final, entre unas cosas y otras...
Ya, si es que el verano se pasa muy pronto.
Sí, pero da rabia. He tenido 3 meses. 3 meses para ponerme con el inglés y con la falta que me hace. Y al final, no he hecho nada.
Si necesitas mejorar tu inglés sin perder el tiempo, con un método que realmente funciona, hazte con uno de nuestros cursos trimestrales. Infórmate sin compromiso en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Hola, queridos oyentes. Quería hablaros un poco de los cursos intensivos en grupos reducidos que tenemos 1 o 2 veces a la semana porque, bueno, yo me acuerdo cuando empecé a dar clases en Vaughan ahí por el 2006 y me acuerdo de la dinámica que hemos tenido en esos cursos. Eran, pues eso, grupos reducidos de 5 o 6 personas y, claro, al principio nadie ni sabía inglés ni conocía a sus compañeros y a lo largo de esos 3 meses que dura ese trimestral, pues se ha formado un grupo realmente bonito. Se han formado de amistades, la gente aprendía muchísimo y era una manera muy divertida y muy amena de pasar las tardes, pues eso, 2 veces o 3 veces a la semana. Entonces, os animo mucho a apuntaros a esos cursos intensivos o trimestrales que tenemos y si queréis, pues llamadnos para más información.
En Barcelona, en el 933398687. En Madrid, 91-133-5833.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to...
It's the show. with no name.
What's it called?
It's the show with no name.
Say what?
It's the show with no name.
Huh?
It's the show with no name.
One more time. No? No, that's it? Okay, pues ya está. All right, well, guys, we are having a great time. Happy Wednesday afternoon. It's like a Friday because, as many of you know, tomorrow, no live shows on Vaughn Radio. So you guys enjoy your day off, or, again, you can listen to the repeats. Of course, there will be programming, but we won't be having any live shows tomorrow. But that's okay. You can still learn from our podcasts and our repeats. All right, folks, with me as always, your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
One hole or another, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you, get you, get you, get you. One hole or another.
That's right, that's right. It's one hole or another in the house, ladies and gentlemen. And as always, we've got to put the pedal to the metal because we've got so much to do in the next 24 minutes that I don't know if it's all going to fit in, but we're going to do whatever we can. Juanjo, we have to hear our Say What soundbite for the fourth and final time, please.
You are talking to a man who has laughed in the face of death, sneered at doom, and chuckled at catastrophe.
All right, guys, there you go. Short, full of great vocabulary. I want to know who's speaking, and I want to know what they're saying. And if you know that, you can tell us on Twitter. We'll take a look at the answer very, very shortly. But right now, we have to finish up our Name That Lyric. We were looking at one of the most classic rock and roll songs ever. Good golly, Miss Molly, show like the ball. Now, like many Little Richard songs, this song was full of innuendo, sexual innuendo. Now, sure, back then, now they're just like, mommy, te voy a, you know. Now music is very sexual, very clearly, right? In fact, aggressively, in my opinion. But back then, people like Little Richard, who were a bit perverted and stuff, well, they had to kind of hide their message in the lyrics. They couldn't be as blatant as artists are today. So he did that a lot in his music, right? In a lot of his songs, you'll see there is a double meaning. So what's the double meaning in this song? Well, basically, the lyric goes, good golly, Miss Molly. Es como madre mía. You know, it's another way to rhyme it. Old school way to say it. Sure like to ball. Now, she sure likes to ball. Pero quítala ese porque es música. Sure like to ball. Now, to ball, at that time meant dancing. Okay. That was one way, one of the uses of the word to ball. But it also later became a euphemism for oral sex, you see. And now it's interesting because to ball is, you can say it as a way to have sex, too. So that word's changed. And yesterday, if you remember, I told you if someone is a baller, somebody who's got a lot of money, right? We're thinking of a basketball player or something. Man, you're a baller. Tienes mucha pasta. So, but in this case, think about it. A ball, right? So he was playing with that double meaning of dance and oral sex. Now, I've never heard it as oral sex. This song is an old school song. But I have heard people say it as normal sex. As, oh man, they were balling all night, right? So, again, words change, as we said before, and have different meanings. But when this came out, it was a little wink, un guiño. And he's talking about good golly, Miss Molly, and what she likes to do when mama's not looking. Right? So it goes, good golly, Miss Molly, sure like to ball. Oh, when you're rocking and a rolling, when you're rocking and a rolling, which is, can be having sex too. Can't hear your mama call. No puedes oír el llamamiento de tu madre. Good golly, Miss Molly, sure like to ball. Oh, when you're rocking and a rolling, you can't hear your mama call. And then he says, from the early, early morning, desde la mañana tempranito till the early, early night, right? You can see Miss Molly rockin' at the house of blue light. That doesn't sound, the house of blue light. Well, let's look it up. The house of blue light. See, guys, when you don't know something, look it up, because that's not something I've heard in English. So, The House of Blue Light, it's an album by meaning Blue House of Rolling Stone. It's a Deep Purple album. The House of Blue Light. Let's see meaning. The next step is then, the House of Blue Lights, meaning a name given to a house on the northeast side of Indianapolis, decorated a year round with blue Christmas lights. I doubt they're talking about that. Well, the House of Blue Light, Little Richard. Let's see. Here's another one, a recent one. You can see here, the House of Blue Light, what do they refer to? And I believe it's a reference to the song by Ella Mae Morse, right? And then Deep Purple. So I guess it's something that's been passed down, and been used. Again, Deep Purple made it one of their albums. Here it was a tribute to another artist who used that song too. As I said, her name is Ella Mae Morse, if you want to look it up. But this is Little Richard's song, Good Golly, Miss Molly. And as I said, inspired by a radio DJ that he used to listen to, and one of his catchphrases, sus frases claves, was Good Golly, Miss Molly. Let's see who we're going to interview today. Right. And he just said, this is a great song. And it became one of the most famous rock and roll songs ever. So without any further ado, let's sing it together, guys. It's Little Richard with Good Golly, Miss Molly.
Miss Molly, she sure likes it, boy. Golly, Miss Molly, woo! She sure likes it, boy. When you're rocking and rolling, I can't hear your mama call.
Everybody, a good guy.
From the early, early morning to the early, early night. When the call is Molly rocking at the house of blue, like a good golly, Miss Molly.
Woo-hoo!
She sure likes it, boy. When you're rocking and a rolling, can hear your mama call.
Yeah, good golly. There we go, guys. Good golly, Miss Molly by Little Richard, the one and only Little Richard. All right, not Little Richard Vaughan, Little Richard the singer. All right, well, guys, awesome stuff there. But I think now we can solve our Say What soundbite challenge. A lot of you have guessed who's speaking. A lot of you also got down the words correctly. So excellent job, my amigos. I applaud you. Great job. All right, so let's take a look at it. Now, the soundbite was from The Wizard of Oz, El Mago de Oz. And it was Frank Morgan. We talked about him before. He played five roles in the movie. And, this is him playing the wizard, the great and powerful Wizard of Oz. And he says, "You're talking to a man who has laughed in the face of death." Okay, to laugh in the face, reírte de la muerte, right? You're talking to a man who has laughed in the face of death. And then he goes on to say, sneered at doom. Now, to sneer, S-N-E-E-R, is mirar con desdén, desdeñar, right? So he's saying, I've laughed in the face of death, right? I sneered at doom. Remember, we looked at this word with my mother when we were looking at video games. Doom es la muerte. No, if you're doomed, you're done. You're dead, right? Doom, D-O-O-M. Sneered at doom and chuckled at catastrophe. Now, to chuckle is... So it's like laughing, but not laughing too hard. A chuckle, reírse entre dientes. Soltar una risita. Reírse por lo bajo. So it's not the same as a guffaw, right? Different kinds of laughs. Sure, we can all laugh, but then there are different types of laughs. And a chuckle is like a como una risita. So repeating the whole thing, you're talking to a man who has laughed in the face of death, sneered at doom, and chuckled at catastrophe. And that was Frank Morgan in The Wizard of Oz. Vamos a oírlo, Juanjo, ahora que sabemos qué dice. All right, one second, guys.
You are talking to a man who has laughed in the face of death, sneered at doom, and chuckled at catastrophe.
There we go, folks. There we go, my amigos. And good job. A lot of you guessed the character. A lot of you wrote down what was said. So excellent. Catastrophe. Remember, that's another one, too. That word catastrophe in English is spelled with a PH, not with an F. Right. Catastrophe. Catastrophe. All right. So there you go, folks. Great job on today's Say What soundbite. Yeah. Awesome. Juanjo, ¿qué te apetece? ¿Te apetece un poco de Double Trouble? No lo hemos hecho. ¿Te apetece? Una cerveza. Okay. Pues nos vamos. Hasta luego. All right. Well, folks, I think we can do it. We've got time and I want to keep you guys on your toes. So it's time for Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
Double. Double Trouble. I said double. Double Trouble. Double. Double Trouble. I said double.
That's right, friends. It's Double Trouble, only on the show with no name. And, well, Double Trouble, you know how this works, folks. It's where we give you a translation, and you have to use the same word twice. Now, if you'd like to participate, go on over to Twitter and participate. And remember, guys, you can also catch up with me on Instagram. That's the one I use the most now, Alberto_Alonso. And I'm always posting stories and things every day, you know, teaching English the way I know how to do it, the way I've always done it. All right. So, folks, that said, let's give it our look here. Lo pasaron genial en el baile. Remember, you have to use the same word twice. Lo pasaron genial en el baile. You know this one? Lo pasaron genial en el baile. That's the one we're looking for here. If you know this translation, again, you have to use the same word twice. That's why it's called Double Trouble, right? So, let's see if any of our amigos know it. Going over to Twitter. All right, we've got some winners over here, ladies and gentlemen. And let's see. And you know what the best part is, guys? Everybody used the right preposition. This is awesome because I was worried about the preposition over here, and you guys used the right one. So a nice round of applause for Mr. House's Express, Iñaki, and Jester. Excellent. Not only did you get the two words, but as I said, sometimes my worry in these things, or my concern, I should say, is the preposition. And those are tough in English. So let's take a look at this Double Trouble. Again, it's an easy one, but there's one that sounds better. Okay, so lo pasaron genial. They had a good time. They had fun. They had a blast. They had a whale of a time. Or they had a ball. A ball. That's right. Now, a ball is a formal dance, right? When I think of Cinderella, Cenicientas, she had to go to the ball. It's like a formal dance, right? So, lo pasaron genial en el baile. They had a ball at the ball. Now, a couple of you put in the ball. This is a party, so this we're talking about a figurative. We're not talking about dentro de algo. So you see the difference there? Because if you're saying I'm in the building, okay. But if we're talking about the dance, we know you're inside. So that's where at would be the proper preposition. It just sounds better. Now, you say they had a ball in the ball. But then that wouldn't, it just, that little in there changes it. It doesn't sound native. Right. So just as important, as I say many times, are the prepositions, you know, the words that accompany the verb, especially with those phrasal verbs that, well, as you know, and my mom told you guys, they don't exist. There's no such thing as phrasal verbs. Right. So lo pasaron genial en el baile. They had a ball at the ball. Very easy one, but good job, guys, with that at. I really like that. You guys are proving that you are superstar students time and time again. All right, we've got time is just ticking away, so I think maybe we can take a look at today's famous birthday trivia. That's right, folks. It's famous birthdays only on the show with no name. And this part of the show, I think you guys know how this works. What we do is give you some clues and you guys tell us who today's birthday boys and girls are. All right. And that said, well, good luck. Good luck, amigos. Let's see. Me he perdido. Let's see. All right. Here we go. Today's famous birthdays. Number one. Born in 1932. His real name, nobody knows him by his real name, is Richard Wayne Pennyman. Yeah, nobody calls him that, though. I'm not going to tell you what he's known as, then I'm telling you his name. His stage name, I'm not going to tell you. He's an American recording artist. Yeah, that's right. Born in 1932, and he's still around. This guy's old school. An American recording artist, singer, songwriter, and actor. He really, really was one of the forefathers of rock and roll. You know, the whole idea, the performance values, the sound, everything. He encapsulated that very, very well. And, his name is synonymous with rock and roll. But he did soul, funk, hip-hop, I mean, rhythm and blues. He's influenced many, many other artists in all those genres as well. So now he's been honored time and time again for his contributions. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in the first class, so the first group of inductees. And this was in 1986. Also in the Songwriters Hall of Fame. And, well, some of his songs you might know. Tutti Frutti, oh Rudy. Tutti Frutti, oh Rudy. Tutti Frutti. You know, a wop bop a loo bop a wop bam boom. Tutti Frutti, oh Rudy. Everybody knows that one. And another one you might recognize. Good golly, Miss Molly. Sure like to ball. The one we looked at on today's Name That Lyric. So you should know. Number one. All right. Number two. This guy, if we had to translate his name into English, it would be Joseph Races. Joseph Races. Okay. This is his name. Joseph Races. And, what does he do? He's a Spanish tenor and actor, particularly known for his performances of, Verdi and Puccini. He was born in Barcelona, and he made his debut on the opera stage at 11 in Manuel de Falla's El Retablo de Maese Pedro, which I haven't heard of. But since then, he has done over 60 roles, performing in some of the leading opera houses around the world. Very, very famous with the three tenors, along with Placid Sunday and Luciano Pavarotti. And also, what can we say about this guy? Known for his humanitarian work as well. He's the president of the Joseph Races International Leukemia Foundation. He had a struggle with leukemia himself. He recovered from the disease in 1988. So he has decided to dedicate his time, energy, money into fighting against leukemia. So at the age of 8 is when he gave his first public performance, singing La Donna Mobile. And this was on Radio Nacional in Spain. And supposedly there's a recording of this that still exists. In fact, you can hear it on the video biography, Joseph Races, A Life Story, it's called. Of course, I'm translating his name. All right. And last but not least, she was born in 1975. She's an American actress. She made her feature film debut in the 2005 comedy Hitch with Will Smith. She also was in Deja Vu, Precious, which is an excellent movie, Mission Impossible, Ghost Protocol, Warcraft, and many, many other movies. She was also in Law and Order, Special Victims Unit. She succeeded Sharon Stone as the full-time district attorney in that show. Very, very popular show over there. And what else? Oh, she's been in a lot of romantic comedies, too. The Perfect Match. Also, one of my favorite. This movie is so silly, so ridiculous that it's awesome. And it's called The Do-Over. Now, I don't know what that's called in Spanish. A ver, en español, The Do-Over. Los Doble Vida, se llama. A do-over is something you do again. So, not exactly the same there. And what else? Yeah, that's about it. Yeah, been in many, many big movies. As I said, Hitch, Mission Impossible, Precious, if you haven't seen it. It's a very sad but touching movie. It's called Precious, right? So, let's see if you guys got today's famous birthdays. Yes, there's our superstars, ladies and gentlemen. A nice round of applause for Express and J-Star. There's Anix. Ooh, careful, Anix. The last one is wrong, Anix. The last one, it's not that actress. Ooh, okay, all right, no problem, though. Two out of three ain't bad at all. Don't you worry. All right, number one, as J-Star lovingly calls him, Ricardito. Yeah, Little Richard. Little Richard, which, as I said, his real name is Richard Wayne Pennyman. Just doesn't sound the same. Little Richard sounds better. Number two in today's famous birthdays, Joseph Races, Jose Carreras. Jose Carreras, the tenor from Barcelona, very, very famous again because of his many performances and, well, again for his collaboration with Luciano Pavarotti and Plácido Domingo, the three tenors, as they're called. And last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, actress Paula Patton. Paula Patton has the same last name as General Patton. And good job. Now, I see Anix, Veronica. A lot of you guys had trouble with the third one because Anix put Eva Mendez and Veronica put Margot Robbie. Excellent actresses, but not the one we're talking about. The one we're talking about is Paula Patton. Now, you probably, maybe you don't recognize her name, but if you see her face, you'll say, ah, of course, I know who she is. You know, that kind of syndrome when you're like, oh, right, her. All right, well, it's Paula Patton's birthday, Jose Carreras, and Little Richard. And, wow, Little Richard, how old is he? I'm not good at math. 1932, o sea, 32, hasta 2000, era 70, oh, my God, he's like 70, no, I'm bad at math, guys, 78 or 68, 68 years old in the year 2000. So 68 plus 18, 68 plus 18. Oh, my God, he's ancient. Oh, my God. But he's that's why he's an oldie but a goodie, an awesome one. All right, guys. Well, you know what? That's all the time we have for today. Unfortunately, there you got Little Richard singing to you. He's going to sing you right into your long weekend. Hope you guys have a great day tomorrow. Enjoy the Constitution Day. Most importantly, enjoy your time off with your loved ones and your family. And why not watch a movie in English? Do some kind of activity in English. You got the play as well. So that's it for today, folks. Thank you so much for being here. And we'll be back tomorrow with more. But we won't. We'll be back soon with more. I promise. Bye-bye.
Te regalas
Un nivelazo de inglés con nuestros intensivos de Navidad. Intensivos en la semana que tú elijas de clases del método Vaughan. Regálate un nivelazo. Si contratas 2 semanas de formación, te regalamos 5 sesiones de clases telefónicas. O si contratas 3, 7 sesiones. Llámanos. Infórmate 91-133-5833. O escríbenos a cursos@grupovaughan.com. 91-133-5833.
Marquitos, toma, tu regalo de Navidad.
¡Anda! A ver. ¿Pero esto qué es? Prr, hello. Prr, my name is Polly. Prr, I'm your English teacher. Prr.
¿Te gusta? Es un loro profe de inglés.
¡Mami!
¿Ya no sabes qué hacer para que tus hijos aprendan inglés? Si quieres que aprovechen el tiempo y aprendan de verdad mientras se divierten, estas Navidades tráelos a nuestros cursos intensivos para niños en vacaciones. Clases realmente divertidas y eficaces para niños y jóvenes de 4 a 17 años durante las vacaciones de Navidad. Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com.
¡Marquitos!
My father's family.